AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón.
January, a month of empty pockets. Let us endure this evil month, anxious as a theatrical producer's forehead.
Yeah.
Easy, Dick.
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. A full 4-hour show coming to you. Night before the night before the night of Super Bowl 48. We are your home for Super Bowl 48.
That's right, Matt.
3:30 p.m. kick.
And we have a Super Bowl guest, finally, coming on in our 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour. We have Greg Papa. Excellent play-by-play man for your San Francisco 49ers. And you know, Matt, earlier in the week, I was, before we get to the Frogman stuff, earlier in the week, I was a little down on you for attacking Shannon Farron's fandom. I mean, I understood because I'm no fan.
Down on me. You engaged. You encouraged. Well, all you did to push back was say, man, is she going to hate you for this?
Well, last night.
And she does.
I go on Tim Conway Jr.'s show. And, you know, he wants to talk about the Super Bowl, but you know what it's going to be.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot of grab ass. And I'm sitting there in my house, and I'm on with Tim Conway Jr. I haven't even started the interview yet, and I start getting texts.
From?
Shannon.
Like, Zane.
Don't you let Conway peddle his Chiefs BS. Niners! Niners, hey! Like a textosa or something.
Right.
I'm like, hey, you know
She's
what?
She's lost her mind.
You got. It doesn't
She's
matter.
Lost. Her mind.
Like, don't you realize it doesn't matter what I think's going to happen and what I tell Conway may or may not happen?
She thought it was going to be a 49er home game because she was researching who was buying and where the tickets were being sold.
But it's like, what's wrong with you? Like,
she's crazy.
Like, why?
She's a crazy psycho super fan.
What does it matter to you who I think may or may not win?
What did I just
say? In a game I've barely thought about.
Think about who texts you. Like, just in your mind's eye. When
but
you
who
get
does
a,
that?
That's what, in your mind's eye, what do you visualize when you get a textoso? When you pick, somebody asks you to pick a game, and you pick whom you think's going to win, and well, what happens?
Well, who am I picking? Just tell me the team, and I'll tell you who I envision.
It's the hut. You're on with Softy, and it's Huskies versus Boise State, and you just took Boise State.
Okay. It's a fat guy in Bothell. He's white. He's got a beard. He's
okay.
Into craft beer.
Okay.
He's probably a Democrat, but not a socialist. And he's
moderate Democrat.
Yeah, a blue dog. And he's going to attack me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're on with Clay Travis.
Okay.
It's Tennessee v. Florida.
I love to pick.
And
I
Tennessee,
love to pick that game. That's my favorite game.
Tennessee is 4-1.
Isn't that the big cocktail party?
No, outdoor cocktail parties. Florida,
Georgia.
Yeah, but it's what they're all freaking cocktail parties, idiots. Tennessee's 4-1. Florida's 2-3, and you've just picked Florida, and it's at Rocky Top.
Well, I think you know who's going to call in. I think we have her on the freaking machine. I mean, she's going to call in and complain. These are the people that, yes, Cates.
Can I guess how that Conway interview went last night? Hey, Bub, we got to take a commercial break.
Yeah,
can you stop for
Bub,
two?
Let's go, Bub.
You know what? He didn't even ask.
What?
He just turned, put it on hold.
He turned me down while in the middle of me talking and
he
goes,
on hold.
All right, you're going to have one more with P. Ding dong.
Ding dong. Bub, we got to get to your Super Bowl pick.
I said, did he just turn me down? Like,
yeah.
Was that awkward?
Like Ronnie faded your ass out. You just got faded out.
And flipped
and
to
then
the next.
Put on hold.
And then you sit there for 7 minutes.
And now.
While
well,
the
no.
News.
Then someone picks up and says, hey,
good
do
for
you
another
want,
one?
Do you want to stand hold? Do you want to call
you
right
call
back?
Back?
You can call you right back. Is that okay? Yeah, sure. Call me right back. in 9 minutes.
Who do I envision from Tennessee texting me what a bad person I am? This person.
Do not throw your Lane Kiffin shirts away. Bring them down to Hound Dogs. We'll give you 20% off of another shirt, and we're going to send all those shirts that you don't want, that you want to burn, down to Hades to the children.
Okay. So you got the dude from Bothell, the blue dog, who's drinking craft beer.
I got her.
You got her, and now you're on with old Chad Dukes versus the world.
Where's he on?
D.C.
Okay.
All right. So you're on in
I've been on that show, I think. I'm sure. Is that the one with do you want to apologize to him?
Nope. It was not Chad's.
But that was in
D.C.
Probably
the same station.
That was in D.C.
That was in D.C. And you have just picked against the Redskins Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. You've taken the Cowboys.
Okay. Who's calling in?
Who's texting you?
You ever see Chief Z, the old Redskins mascot who passed away? The
actual mascot?
The black man who dressed up like an Indian chief on the sidelines and fought out with Crazy
That's
Ray.
That's who's texting you?
Yeah.
That's who Shannon is. That's who she is. I've seen it with my own two on the road when they have an early game.
The Niners.
And the Chargers are playing late.
But she works for an NFL team. Wouldn't you think that would take the shine off the apple?
That's what did it to me. I started doing college games and NFL games, and next thing you know, I'm not watching Bear games anymore. I don't give a crap anymore, and you just lose it. You just end up losing it.
Took a while, but you let go.
Took a while, but yeah, just disappeared.
These are the texts I got from her last night at 7:05, right when I went on.
Because Conway just brought you on.
Conway's.
You didn't even say I'm taking the Chiefs.
First text. Niners! 4 Z's. 5 Z's. 5 Z's.
Niners.
Then, let's go!
Let's go.
Exclamation.
She's trying to influence your pick on a news talk station's evening program.
Don't let Conway peddle his Chiefs ass. And I'm not even an NFL guy. I mean, who cares who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, frankly?
Crazy fan Shannon.
Dan Marino was the best player on the field, too. Didn't do S. Talking about Mahomes.
Talking about Dolphins versus freaking Redskins and Marino.
And I did reply to that one with two words. Gary Plummer.
Oh, yeah.
That was all. For no reason.
And that was it. Well, because, hey, Gary Plummer.
If you said Gary Plummer to a Niners fan, shuts him down. But the point is, you're right. Again, Matt, you were right about flannels. You were right about the iPhone. And you're right about this. Shannon Farron's become unhinged. And I don't think we can trust her going out there by herself.
She's on the plane right now.
She's going Saturday.
She's going Saturday?
That's what I heard.
Thank God.
They just had News and Brews out in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
they're driving back right now from
News
and Snooze.
She sent a photo of Bert eating steak, eggs, and two sides of toast for breakfast this morning at HK's out there in the Cook.
We love that place.
Love it.
Great place for a show. We had an unbelievable interview that'll go down in history with Tommy Lasorda.
One of the greats. It was like a fireside chat almost.
Oh, everybody was sitting,
gathered around.
Because he was right out of the hospital,
right.
And he was speaking quietly.
And he didn't come behind the table on the podium. He was in front of it in a chair, and people came from the back rooms because it was
crisscross applesauce, also known as Indian style.
Why do you do that? Why would you do that?
Because we were in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Like, that's...
What?
I mean, don't you know the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Don't you know the 49ers are in the Super Bowl?
Sure do.
I mean, let's be sensitive.
Well, I did say that to Conway last night.
You said?
The part about the Chiefs chant, which of course is the Braves, Florida State, you know.
Braves just had Chop Fest, by the way. They don't have Fan Fest. They have Chop Fest is their celebration.
Well, I thought that was the thing about getting the slap chop guy out of jail for biting that hooker's tongue.
I believe it is appropriating a certain culture.
Okay. Well, if it is, I'll say this. In that song that some find offensive. That doesn't offend me. It's the collective deep breath of a 50,000 people when they all go and then they go higher and it's like, wow. I mean, and they all take a deep breath at the same
time.
You think it's over.
Tremendous observation.
You think it's over. You look up like, oh, did it stop?
They gotta fill them lungs up. Fill them lungs up.
I mean, they just fill up like the freaking big bad wolf about to blow the house down. I just, and you know what? The Niners, what do they have? A bunch of weirdos holding Chardonnay violent dudes?
Oh, God, no. No, they're the worst fans. They're the worst. The worst.
You got some Stanford
violence.
Types. Matt, you got some Stanford
violence.
Types.
Violence. Rampant violence.
You got a Tapenade crowd.
Lot.
You do have a Tapenade.
I'm sure it's there.
There's a Tapenade crowd.
But my takeaway, having done a million damn Niner games, violence, anger, vitriol, underrated worst fans anywhere.
Cates.
But I'll say
they got to have a bit of a Tapenade.
I don't know if there is a more annoying and true, like legitimately love the Kansas City fans. It's the best tailgate anywhere. It's freaking awesome.
It's a fun town to be in for sports.
But the whole, hey, let's run the decibels. Here's our world record back and forth with Seattle and the 12s and them running the decibels. And hey, here's our world record.
At least Arrowhead is like a real stadium.
It's giant.
Seattle was built for echoing, much like the
Autzen. Put that canopy on there.
Autzen Stadium right. is the same way.
Feed it back to the field.
It's not just the canopy, but the little round blacktop part toward the, you know, that weird.
The Eagle's Nest or
yeah,
the Hawk's
well,
Nest?
Well, no, I think that's on the other side.
That's the side that has the porch.
It's like that dugout thing. That little dugout thing that looks like you could play team handball in it. That's the thing that Autzen Stadium has it too. And it bounces that sound around and it's like, all right, you Northwestern types. Great. Good for you.
This is an old school, 50-year-old stadium.
At least they
where
get it rocking.
Are just yelling.
But you're right.
But hey, just be loud.
Well, you have.
I don't care if it's 118.2 decibels and you want it to get to 119.1.
Spoken like a true sufferer of tinnitus.
It's loud. Yes.
I suffer from tinnitus.
Horribly.
And I despise you all.
Horribly.
All of you big, long Dwights.
Good luck to the Chiefs. Good luck to the 49ers.
Well, oh.
Looking
why'd
forward.
Why'd you say the Chiefs first? Do I have to text Shannon? Why did you say the Chiefs first?
I don't know. Good luck to the 49ers.
Next
Good
hour,
luck to the Chiefs.
Are you going to do your thing about the NFL?
We're going to do a big old preview.
I have no pick.
Oh, you're going to have a pick. You're going to have to provide analysis. I'm going to set the formation, and you're going to have to share analysis because I've been doing it all week. I've been setting it up, man. 3-by-1.
No, you have not.
You put Kelsey or Trev. Who do you want there? You want Kelsey? You want Tyreek Hill on the one side? Who do you want in the slot? You want Tyreek on that over route from the inside, and he gets assigned a linebacker? Stop. Who's gonna cover him? It's uncoverable. Andy Reid's a genius.
It's coverable.
How do you stop Travis Kelce? Is Richard Sherman your lock corner? Do you play it to his side?
No.
Or do you flip him to the other side? Because that way you can take him out of the play with a quick curl.
You have to change it up, Matt. You
well,
can't
that's,
just...
See, that's see. A preview of what's to come.
But I don't want to do that.
You're going to have to.
I don't want to try to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
It's the Super Bowl.
I hate it.
Well,
I,
if you don't know, then
that.
Say, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
man.
What people
I
want.
I don't even know what 3-by-1 means.
People, yeah, sure you don't.
I don't, man.
People
I don't know what you mean. I'm
want,
like the unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Don't you dare pull this S, because I'll start getting into tilted fronts, and you will start talking about three guys
don't
on one side of the center.
The
and
F watch. You.
It's coming.
Shut up.
It's effing coming. You're going to tell people about cover one. F you, cover one. That's man to man, effer.
I never
You're
saw,
coming that
I
way.
I never look past the linebacker.
It's coming.
I don't care what the safeties are doing.
It's coming.
If I got to the safeties, I had already won the game, man.
It is coming.
What?
Hey, Pete, what's the difference between Tampa 2 and a regular cover 2? Is there a difference?
Yeah, the middle linebacker.
Does what?
See, there you go, Cates. Way to suck him in.
The middle linebacker for what? The Tampa 2 does what? Something different?
Yeah, he's on more steroids than the other guy.
More strip clubs, okay.
Yeah, he likes more lap dance.
Mons Venus.
And he's got to get deeper.
Oh, my God.
What happened? Were you just attacked by a spider? You got shocked?
Static.
I've been getting shocked, too, today.
Hard.
I don't know what's going on. It's a Frogman
it's coming.
Friday. Who?
You.
I'm not doing it.
RPOs.
Matt, it's a
it's
tough
coming.
Week. Tough week for everybody.
Gap, trap, toss crack, outside zone.
Toss crack is...
It is coming.
Wait a minute.
And you're going to do it all.
Toss crack is illegal. We used to have the...
Not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
It's coming.
We used to run the toss b-mole crack.
It is. Hey.
The worst part about the toss b-mole crack, Matt, we ran it on our own guys. Hugh Jackson was that bad of a guy. He'd crack back on our own dude in the middle of practice. Just crack the hell back on him. What?
What's the jet sweep? Can you explain that?
Shut up.
Is that just something that the Kansas City Chiefs
They're going
to
jet
do?
Sweep the hell out of it
do
all
you want,
day, all night.
Do you want stats for your quarterback, or do you want it to be a run play?
I want stats for my quarterback, of
then
course.
Then run him right in front of the quarterback.
Bang.
So the quarterback just,
shovels it.
it's a pass. If you want to hand it off, he just goes behind.
Nah,
but really,
see? You got him, Cates.
But
got
when
him
you
again.
Run a jet sweep, you're really hoping that end doesn't...
Where is
Isaac? You're hoping to catch that guy off guard a little bit.
Where is Isaac?
All right. It's Frogman Friday, guys.
Just make sure you tune in. 4:30. We're going to be talking about a trap on a 3rd and 8 from the 36.
You go 3-by-1 on the backside. Tyreek Hill to the short side.
See that? Here it comes.
Does Kyle Shanahan run the zone read like his dad did it with the Broncos?
Only better, Cakes.
Ah, good.
Only better.
They can't cut people like they used to. They really used to go out there with machetes and treat those guys like the bamboo.
Well, they would put double-sided tape on their forearms and roll them in glass.
That's not true.
Before they went
now,
out.
See, that is not. That's kickboxing. Drop anchor with PMS for another Friday on the high seas of AM radio, Matt. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if we made it round the horn. And, you know, we also like to show a lot of love to the great Mike Nelson. Lloyd Bridges' character, of course. One of the greatest television shows ever produced. That show. Shot right off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes. Come on, Matt. Put it back. It's fine.
Oh, no.
You know, we're... Try it again. Hit it again. Hit it again. Harder. Harder. There we go. Oh, no.
Did it finally end?
Oh, God. We can't have this.
Oh, no.
Guys, we need to finish this week. It's been a hard week, and we got it. Our machine's got to get through the week here. We got to get our machina through the week, guys. All right. Try it again. Frogman? Yeah.
Barely.
It's improving. Can you play the Mike Nelson?
Frogman?
Yeah.
So the right channel.
The right channel is going away.
Oh, no.
We've lost the right channel.
That's all right. We still got the left.
All right, here we go.
We still have one engine left.
Look, Mike, we're sorry, huh? And thanks for fishing me out of the drink, huh? No hard feelings? No hard feelings. Pay me to teach you? I taught you. Period. But I'll give you a little free advice. You keep playing games with the ocean, you're going to lose.
Bill Plaschke will be at Staples.
What? Are you nuts?
Tonight.
We still got to take that to Florida. You know what that's like these days? You got the effing Navy everywhere. You got frogmen.
Frogmen?
You got EC2s with a satellite tracking. Shh. You got the effing Bell 209 assault choppers up the ass. We're losing one out of every nine loads. That's no duck walk anymore, let me tell ya. Forget about the money. What do you suggest that is reasonable?
C-Lab. C-Lab! Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now C-Lab.
Oh, no.
What a great day and great sports talk. We have
great
planned
sports talk.
For you, the PMS listener. We'll be on all the way till 7. We have many guests.
Including a Super Bowl preview.
Including.
4:30 p.m. Great. And you're going to feel like you're watching the All-22. You're going to feel like you're watching tape. It's coming. It's coming.
The Maldi show is coming. The Matt and Baldinger.
Oh, hashtag P breakdowns. Here it comes.
Lee Zeidman will join us this hour to tell you to not go to Staples tonight unless you have a ticket, guys. It's a crazy scene downtown. Obviously, a lot of emotion. There's been mariachi bands playing all 4 days this week at Staples. But Lee Zeidman, who's our dear friend who runs the Staples Center, one of the premier entertainment venues on earth, if not the premier, is begging, please, if you don't have a ticket, they don't want you at LA Live or running around Staples Center tonight just because of the sheer volume of people. So we're going to talk to Lee about that and share some memories, I'm sure. My father, who's got his big concert coming up tomorrow night, can't wait to drive out to Studio City.
What time's that show?
It's like a, I don't know, 7? Doors are 6:30 or something, but okay. I just can't wait.
It's a good way to kind of roll into the Super Bowl, have a nice early evening jazz show, you know? I mean, it's either that or you're watching NFL honors and all the big awards.
You know, my kid got picked for a baseball team.
Congratulations.
7-year-old baseball team.
Sure. They do a draft. It's wild.
Yes.
What round was he selected in? He was the number one overall pick.
Undisclosed. But they had a practice like the day after the team was announced. No one else had a practice. They got to practice on Super Bowl Sunday. They got to practice on Sunday.
No, I'm not.
They're
coming.
Like, practice will get out at 3:30. I'm like,
The game kicks at
3:30. It's a 3:30 kick.
Yeah. How about no practice on Sunday? How about?
It's like my kid doesn't even know where second base is.
Yeah. How about?
What are we doing? He's seven.
It's a national holiday.
He's seven.
How about no practice? I'm not going. I'm not going to practice. And I'm sending it. I'm replying all to that email. Reply all. In my house, Super Bowl Sunday is a holiday, and I will not have a seven-year-old's Little League practice on Super Bowl Sunday.
And now I've been invited.
Not okay.
To four Super Bowl parties.
Okay. Which one are you going to?
You don't say.
Wife?
I don't know. I mean, the kids want to be with their friends at the King Harbor Yacht Club.
Mm,
yeah, that's how it is. Exactly. Oh. You can't believe it. Mm. Over the Commodore's dinner.
Who did this three bean salad?
I am not a member. And
oh, you will be by the time you get out of there.
Yeah.
We're here to recruit you, Mr. Papadakis.
I don't have a boat.
Don't need one. We'll teach you how to sail.
I have some tiny ones. My Aunt Ellen.
Okay.
On the other side of the hill. Greg the Hammer Hall.
You go back up on the hill.
Said that he'll be my Huckleberry.
You've been to his Super Bowl party before, have you not?
I have. I don't know what to do now. I got this baseball practice.
You're not going to the baseball practice. You got to draw a line in the sand.
My wife.
Your wife what?
My wife.
You send my wife an email. She'll try to figure it out. And it's like, we got basketball. Anyway.
No one else is complaining? Like, hey.
No.
Dude. How about not on Super Bowl Sunday? Like, when's the first game?
It's like we got picked by Belichick.
When's the first game?
I don't know. Like next year. I mean, it's literally like we got picked by, because I sent the guy a text like, hey, like for one of the first practice I missed because Fletcher had basketball. And I was like, oh, we got a basketball thing, this and that. And he was like, they're the Orioles. He sent me back a text. Hey, we got to bleed orange.
Come on.
And I was like,
come on.
No.
No, we don't. You're going to make my kid hate baseball by the time he's eight.
Or he'll learn.
Reminds me of the Black Widows. You wait. Girls soccer. Coach of the Black Widows was like that.
It's like the great Santini.
Yeah. Squirt him.
We'll be right back with more PMS.
Squirt him.
Next.
Remember, Sunday is Super Bowl 54, and we are your exclusive home of the big game. Maybe someone's called to practice on Super Bowl Sunday, and you got to listen to the start while you're in the car en route to your Super Bowl party. Well, you can do that right here. Chiefs versus 49ers, 3:30 p.m. kickoff. Kickoff will be heard here, and our coverage is brought to you by Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert. For a free information kit, text the word FINAL to 85850.
Now, Matt, we will, right at 7, be going over to Staples Center and covering all the ceremonies, everything going on live at 7. That'll be David Vassay. It'll be Dodger talk, but it's really just covering what's happening at Staples. Lakers hosting the Portland Trailblazers tonight. We'll also talk to Dan Wojcicki, who is there at Staples and was at Shoot Around and all that. So we have that. Greg Papa still to come in the second half of the show. And Jaime Jaquez, man.
Big win last night for the Bruins, and Jaime, the leader for that Bruins team, freshman out of Camarillo, as don't look now, but the Bruins have won three of their last four. They're now a game over 500.
Grinding, Matt.
And they are playing that,
Nick Cronin, Matt.
That grinded out, defensive-minded style of basketball.
Nothing wrong with a little discipline, Matt.
Nothing wrong at all. In today's day and age, when kids don't seem to give a rip about playing D, there's Mick Cronin's crew out there busting tail.
And they're showing that
diving they for every loose ball. Watched it on that deuce last night.
The Oach.
I did. There were times when it was a bit of a struggle.
With Luke? I mean, with Bill.
No, Bill wasn't on the call. I'm not sure who it was.
Oh, just scoring.
It just, yeah, you would just kind of get about a 2 to 3 minute stretch where it was some wild. It was the
Howland
shooting
glory
was
years
wild.
Are back.
They are.
Now, Matt, it has been, without saying too much about it, obviously a really gnarly week of great sports talk on the Petros and Money Show, to be sure, one we will not forget. I don't think as long as we ever will do this show, we'll never forget this week. But the biggest hero, I think, was Tim Cates, who came through for us booking friends on Monday, like Bill Plaschke and James Worthy and Geeter and Spiro and Don McLean. I mean, people we know that are going to join the show and people that we don't know. You know, like Mark Madsen, didn't really know him very well, and he joined the show. Steven Jackson, you know, not a guy who often comes on the show, joined the show yesterday. And a bunch of people in between, and it was all really impactful stuff and all over the spectrum regarding what happened on Sunday. And the national stuff, Jerry West, Shaq, the stuff on TNT, powerful and heartbreaking. Now, when it comes to our listeners or just the audience, it's an amazing mix, right? Some of them wanted us to be more reverent in every moment doing the show. Some of you, after Monday, just said, okay, can we just get back to, you know, you found yourself watching cartoons or old movies. You know, you just wanted.
You guys are idiots. Be idiots.
Yeah,
please.
Just wanted
That's
to
what we want.
Get back to something. Some of you called Matt and I hypocrites. A couple people threatened me. Last night, somebody threatened me. Said they're going to carve me up.
Not nice.
No.
That's not
what,
cool.
That's what I, that it, the not cool was what I wrote back, and then I blocked them. Some of you just wanted Super Bowl grabbing of the ass, and Matt seems to have crafted something special at 4:30.
Oh, no, it's hardcore analysis. It's going to be like you're watching tape, like you have access to the coach's film. We're going to talk about similar matchups, that Chargers, Gus Bradley, cover two, mostly nickel, tilted front.
At 4:30.
At 4:30. And don't get me started on Tyrann Mathieu, robber safety.
Well, I guess there's a lot of you people.
He's going to jump routes.
Well, they just let him freelance out
there. It's coming. Here it comes.
There are some people that wanted that too.
Right down the pike.
Super Bowl talk.
Coming.
But the overwhelming amount, Cates, and this really goes to you, mostly people complimented the job done by this show, believe it or not, in the last 4 days. And that would be because of Tim Cates and the foresight and the relationships that we've built over the years. The best I can say is we have done our best under very difficult circumstances to do our jobs. And I think you could say that for everybody. It has been one of the most unique, surreal type of weeks. And it's all very, very far from over. I mean, we have a guy coming on in the very next segment, Lee Zeidman, to tell us to stay away from Staples tonight.
Because appreciate you wanting to come down.
It's too much.
Don't.
It's crazy. But our hero of the week has been our producer, trying to bring our audience the stories and balancing things out and making our job a lot easier. And I think overall, kind of Matt mentioned it a little earlier in what we were saying, we are not a show. There are, believe it or not, now, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but there are shows that wallow in this type of thing. You know, I don't feel super comfortable doing four segments in a row on tragedy.
It feels like they're doing it because they want to just extend the story and they're really reaching for things to continue to talk about, because it's very hard to talk about nine people, including three children, losing their lives.
That's very hard.
Tragically.
And for me, and I know you too, it's really, really hard to talk about it for 4 days. I mean, not that we're sitting here lamenting our lives.
You want to celebrate life. You want to pay your respects.
It's hard to do it for 4 days and then go to break and talk about Dr. Cunning or, you know, some read a commercial. You know, I was on the 110 North today driving by Staples Center, which is going to be the epicenter of the globe tonight. You know, the eyes of the world, no matter what time of day it is, across the globe, are going to be on Staples starting at 7 o'clock. Our station is going to carry it live. I mean, everybody's going to be. I was driving by on the 110 North on Staples Center tonight, and there's a big, beautiful picture, like so many that we've been just living in social media, of Kobe and his daughter. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Next picture, concert commercial. Next picture, beer commercial. Next picture, Kobe. Next picture. I mean, I know the world keeps turning and we're part of selling stuff, but that's a big reason that Matt and I think, if I can speak for both of us, don't like to wallow in the heartbreak and misery of what's happened, because it is so difficult to deal with. And after doing it for 4 or 5 days in a row, you know, it starts to feel like, you know, you're not a sad person. You're just somebody that acts sad on the radio.
Trying to take advantage of.
Yeah, you're somebody that acts sad on the radio so everybody else.
And Vanessa Bryan even sent that out with her note. She said, please, you know, we're trying to heal privacy. And I think you're invading their privacy to some degree if you continue to talk about this when there's really nothing else to add,
the headlines
to analyze.
Become pretty tedious after a while. We know people are hurting. And we did really try our best to honor what everybody wanted, as opposed other than me stabbing myself, which is what somebody asked me to do. I couldn't honor that. But other than that, I thought that really Tim did a great job. And if you have a podcast ability, or you have some kind of desire to relive a lot of what happened this week, some people are that way. I certainly am not. Listening to our friends get choked up while we interview them on the radio, whether they're talking about Kobe or his kids or the others that have passed,
it's heartbreaking.
Or their own lives,
hard,
and their own mortality, sucks. It's not fun. It's emotional, and emotion moves the needle, but it's hard. But if you want to relive it, it's all up there on the iHeartRadio app. Bill Plaschke, who was beyond powerful, and he's a powerful guy when he talks. James Worthy, one of the all-time greats. The guys that covered Kobe, Geeter, the guys that covered Kobe when Matt covered Kobe, Spiro, Mark Madsen, a teammate, Steven Jackson, a competitor, just really good stuff across
the
board.
We'll ask Jaime about him. He grew up in Camarillo. He grew up watching Kobe. We'll do that. You know, we'll talk to Dan Wojcicki tonight. We will continue to cover it.
We're not going
to
ignore it.
We're not going to do 4 hours.
No, but we've done the best we can covering the story. Now, I do have one bit of advice to ask. My son, okay, this is not about the baseball, okay? My son, one of his teeth is, I mean,
it's, I've already filed my position.
Well, listen. I can't even look at him. I want to pull it so bad.
That's what you do.
But Matt, every time I bring it up or say anything, or, God forbid, and it's happened a couple times, take a little swipe at it.
That's what you got to do.
He really reacts violently. And he's not a violent kid. He's a sweet kid. And he gets pissed. Now, last night, I got home. And we got a pretty long commute, Matt. You know, it's not an easy commute. And you don't really walk in feeling great.
7 o'clock at night from Burbank. Yeah. Not easy. You would think. But it's not easy.
And there's a reason that whiskey goes down every night when I walk into the house. Miraculous.
So
it's like there's a hole in the bottle. Last night in the garage, even before I could get to the whiskey, my son shows up and goes, "Hey, Daddy, look how loose my tooth is. It's pointing forward." And I said, "Give it to me. Give me that tooth." And he kicked me square in the nuts and ran away.
That's why you don't even say give it
to me. Scream no, kick me square in the nuts. It still hurts. And ran away. And now tonight's the night. I'm waiting for him to go to sleep, and I'm going to pounce on his ass like Private Pyle, and I'm pulling it out. Because he doesn't trust me anyway.
Done and done. I support it completely. Lee Zeidman.
I mean, what else? I mean, we can't do anything cool. I would show him videos on YouTube
of kids laughing. They all laugh. They all freak out. It gets popped out, and they're like, ha-ha.
I said, your mother and I will not hurt you.
Yeah.
We have your best interest in mind. There's no way we want you hurt in this situation.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
That's why you got to pounce. Pounce and pull.
He kicked me in the nuts, man.
Hold him down, P, and just yank it out.
I mean, he's a 7-year-old.
I said.
We had to do
I actually got to do the string on the door for each of my kids. Fortunately, they screamed. They had no interest. They cried until that thing popped out, and we got it on video, and they were like, that was sweet.
This is the sixth tooth he's lost.
And he still won't.
He's created a block. But, Matt, I shouldn't have to walk into the house and get kicked square in the balls. I mean, it's been a pretty rough week, and I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me.
Let's get that thing filmed, huh?
But I was just like, hey.
Get that thing on a camera phone.
Let us pull it up. No. Boof. Ooh. Runs away. And I was like, I didn't even walk into the house yet.
Let me see that tooth, kid. What's it look like? Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to wait till he's asleep.
Oh, that's smart. Lee Zeidman will join us.
Why are you crouched over me while I'm sleeping?
Because I'm about to pull your tooth out, dummy.
What if I throw a basketball at his face? Is that...
That's
like, catch!
Not a bad idea. But probably could get you arrested. Lee Zeidman, president of Staples Center, will join us.
It slipped! Everybody, PMS is on the air on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Big night tonight at Staples Center, and here to discuss it on your radio is the president of Staples and LA Live, a dear friend of the Petrosyn Money Show, though our relationship has not been without its bumps, the great Lee Zeidman. We always love talking to Lee Zeidman, an international man of mystery in many ways. The circumstances tonight, not easy, but 7 o'clock is going to be one of the most memorable nights in the history of the building that he has taken such fabulous care of for decades. Lee, welcome to the show. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I just wish it was a more pleasant time that I'm joining you today. But that said, this is something that needs to be done. The city is obviously in mourning, and this is just the right thing for us to do with what we've done at LA Live and what we're doing at Staples Center with the Lakers tonight for Kobe and Gigi and the rest of the 7 loved ones that lost their lives.
Now, Lee, give us an idea of how hard it was to try to find that right balance to make sure you're celebrating, you know, their lives, to try to find the right tone. I would imagine this is something that took quite a while.
Well, first and foremost, you know, we found out when we were actually doing the dress rehearsal of the Grammys last Sunday, and we immediately decided that LA Live and Staples Center is the place. This was the home. This is the house that Kobe built along with Shaq and others. But this was his home, and we needed to give a place for all the millions of fans and hundreds of thousands of fans that have actually come down here to come and grieve and to pay their respects. So we opened up the Xbox Plaza for everybody to come down. They have brought flowers, balloons, jerseys, notes, basketballs, everything that you can imagine over the last week. And we are going to catalog and box all of that stuff up, and we're going to send it to Vanessa Bryant and the girls because their wish was to have all that saved so they could have it as a memory of their loved one. The second thing is all of those flowers are going to be saved, and we're going to actually compost them, and we're going to put them in our planters, in our landscape, in and around the building, so the fans who took the time to buy them and bring them down here know that part of what they did is still here. And we've got that idea from the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester back in May of 2017, where they did the exact same thing. We put our heads together and said, this is a tremendous way to honor the fans who bought that, brought that down here, and we'll leave it here. That said, we want everybody to be in their seats no later than 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a tremendously emotional program. There are things that you have never seen before as it relates to Kobe and his life, and we are advising people who do not have tickets, please do not come down to LA Live. We will not be showing it on our screens. You will be able to see nothing here, so please stay at home, watch this tremendously emotional evening, and hug your families.
Lee, you've been there forever at Staples Center. You know, I know it's a busy day for you and you've got a lot on your mind, but if you could maybe just share with us, because you've seen them all, just some of your thoughts and some of your memories, the most special moments that you were able to share with Kobe.
Well, you know, I was at the Forum when he was first signed, and I was, you know, Jerry West is obviously a very good friend of mine, and we've talked over the years, and the fact to see the young 17-year-old kid walk out onto the Forum floor for the first time was pretty amazing, and with what he pulled off. I was just with Vlade Divac last night because the Kings played the Clippers, and we were talking about, you know, the fate of that trade and got Kobe there, and what would have happened if it would have happened. That said, I've seen over 800 Kobe Bryant games between the Forum and the Staples Center. I was there in Utah when he shot those air balls in growing up as a young kid. But I would tell you that probably my most favorable moment of him is, and, you know, I've known him and Vanessa and as the girls grew over the last 20 years, was when I went to him and I asked him, I said, Kobe, we're about ready to present Taylor Swift with a jersey, a banner up in the rafters of Staples Center. I would love for you to come out on stage in front of 17,000 screaming fans and present it to her. He said, Lee, I would be more than happy to do this for you. I just have one request. Can you get my girls front row seats and a meet and greet with Taylor because they're huge fans? Kobe would do anything for me. I would do anything for him and his family, and that was our relationship throughout the 20 years here at Staples Center. The man brought 5 championships to this building and city, and two of his jerseys are now retired in the rafters.
In a city full of stars, Lee, and you just mentioned Taylor Swift and, you know, the string of sellout concerts at Staples Center. We see the celebrities night in, night out. We saw it while Kobe was helping to hang those 5 banners. How would you describe Kobe and why he meant so much to, I just mean where he sat kind of in that world, that celebrity world, and why so many of those celebrities wanted to be in his orbit?
You know, in my opinion, and this is just me speaking, guys, there were really two Kobes. There was the Mamba mentality as he played on the court. There was what he did, his intensity, how he dealt with his teammates, and how he dealt with the rest of the league. And then we were blessed, and albeit for just a short period of time, we saw the second Kobe, the second celebrity Kobe. We were fortunate enough for 20 years to see as a iconic star athlete, somebody who excelled farther, went farther, and was better than anybody at his craft. And then we were very fortunate enough to see the other Kobe Bryant, the father, the loving husband, what he did with Gigi, what he did with the rest of the girls, the fact that not only did he want to give back with stories and children books and short films and movies, but he wanted to impart that basketball knowledge on those four daughters of his, you know, as the other two actually grow, and their friends. And so for me, I just can't say enough about the fact that all the celebrities and all the athletes that I've been part of and that I've had a chance to meet and take care of throughout the years, Kobe Bryant was actually two. And at age 41, it is a tragedy that this man will not be able to go forward as it relates to what he could have done and what more he could have done in the next 20 to 30 years.
When he turns the hand, he changes the entertainment clock in the city of Los Angeles. The great Lee Zeidman, at Lee Zeidman, on Twitter. Lee, thank you so much. And again, the message is, if you don't have a ticket, please don't come down to LA Live or Staples tonight. There's nothing on the big screens. It's been a wonderful week, but tonight is a different kind of event, and it'd just be too many people. Is that correct to say?
Correct. It is correct. But one last thing before we go, guys.
Of course. Please.
Listen, we're going to go with the memorial and the tributes out at Staples Center and LA Live through Sunday, through the Super Bowl. And at that time, we've got some contractually obligated events that we're going to have to move in there. After we box everything up and we get it to Vanessa and the girls, and people still feel the need to come on down here to pay their respects, please, instead of bringing flowers or gifts or basketballs or things like that, go to the MambaSportsFoundation.org, go to MambaOn3.org, donate whatever you can to keep this dream alive and to keep the dream of all those young girls that he was moving so quickly and so fast to fulfill their dreams alive as well. And I appreciate anybody who does that.
We appreciate you, Lee. Thank you so much. Know it's going to be a very emotional night out there, and we know how busy you are, and we certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes for us and for all the folks listening.
Hug your families, guys, because you just never know, and that's what I tell my friends and my family right now.
For sure. You do the same. Thank you so much, Lee. We appreciate
Take care, guys.
And there he goes, President of Staples Center, Lee Zeidman. Tonight, again, unless you have a ticket, well, if you have a ticket, be in your seat by 7. If you do not, please do not go down to Staples
Stay
Center.
Stay out of Malibu tonight, Lebowski. Exactly right. Come on now.
Exactly right.
It's, you know, there's been a lot going on over there. Let the people that paid an astronomical amount of money for those seats.
Get in those seats. Nothing to see if you're outside. When we return,
unless
your word
the
number.
Unless the mariachis are back. Because Lee can't control the mariachis. They're there. You know. And if they're doing Baby Shark, I'm sticking around.
I had
Right?
I had a little bit of house cleaning in the office today.
You got some problems?
And I stumbled upon something I'm gonna share.
Well, I found something
I'm gonna share
for you
in the next
Matt.
Segment. Well, I found something for you.
You're gonna be happy.
And all the listeners. So we got two things we're gonna share with you.
This is also a gift for everybody. Wow, look at all that stuff. We'll be right back. Petro Somebody Sean AM 570 LA Sports. Please keep in mind.